Center, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Seneca, Southwestern, Waseca Steuben, and Tri-State Home.
Thanks a lot, Michael. That's going on tonight, the Sparky Reynolds track meet in Boscobel. Lots of area activities, baseball and softball at River Valley today, getting underway shortly as the Blackhawks take on Platteville. We'll have more on the pregame show next.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
River Valley picked up a big win over Dodgeville earlier this week. They're facing another conference foe today, Platteville. Earlier this week, I talked to Coach Jane Briel about her team.
We've got, 15 kids on our roster, and only three of them have any varsity playing experience. And the group has really just responded well to the things that we've asked them to do. They've worked hard in practice doing the things we've instructed them on and making adjustments. I think defensively, we know that we've got to continue to work, and we've made improvements there. We just need to make more. And they're working on it. They're persevering and making sure that they continue to work there. But I think it's scoring runs, getting hits with hitters and or runners in scoring position is something that the kids have worked hard on as well. And that's probably the most improvement that we've made all year.
Who's your most experienced player on the roster this year?
Our most experienced player is probably Hannah Hegland, and then Leah Makarowski. Those two kids both started last year for us, and they played both offense and defense for us last year. We also have Haley Williams is in the lineup as our – she was a DP last year for us. This year she's our left fielder and hitting for us. So, those three kids together are the experience that we have. And then we've got other kids who have worked real hard, some who have been with us for a couple of years but are just first seeing game experience this year. So – it's been fun.
River Valley softball coach Jane Briel on the pregame show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to River Valley High School. It's high school softball coming up tonight as the River Valley Blackhawks take on the Platteville Hill Women. River Valley with a 8-7 victory over Dodgeville. Very exciting game on Wednesday night. And the Blackhawks now find themselves near the top of the Southwest Conference, trailing Prairie du Chien by a game. And Platteville comes in with a record of 4-3 overall in the league. And they have played competitive softball throughout. So it should be a good one. Coach Vince Graney, Coach Jane Briel have provided us with the lineups. We'll share those with you coming up here. And first pitch time is right around the bend. It's Southwest Conference softball presented to you tonight on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCO.com.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Welcome to River Valley High School. It's a beautiful afternoon for softball action or for anything that is planned. Athletic Director Jamie Hegland is happy to get something in today after we were rained out with baseball action yesterday. Here's the starting lineup for River Valley defensively. Tessa Schluter, the starting pitcher. Josie Mahoney gets the started catcher this afternoon. Thea Hatfield is at first. Lydia Willoughby at second. Brooklyn Stokes is the shortstop. And Leah Makarowski is at third. Haley Williams is in left field. Anna Hegland in center. And Ella Hillebrand is in right field. Leading off for Platteville this afternoon, Michaela Schnaring. She'll start at second base and lead off here. We hope you enjoy the action from WRCO Sports. Schluter into the motion. Here comes the pitch, and it's down low for ball one. 1-0 to the batter. Alyssa Blevins, the shortstop, will follow, and then Delaney Johnson, the catcher. Here comes Schluter into the motion. The pitch is taken for a ball low. Two balls and no strikes. Baseball practice going on here today at River Valley. No game. The game with Richland Center that was canceled last night. We were supposed to be here for that. That's going to be made up on Monday. Here's the pitch ripped up the middle. Snagged by the shortstop, Brooklyn Stokes. Hey, what a play to start the game right there. Snags the line drive, and there is one up and one down. That was destined to be a hit, and it was taken away. Alyssa Blevins, the shortstop, will be the batter for Platteville. One up and one down in the top half of the first inning. Just a little bit of a breeze blowing, but nothing that should affect the ball in play at this point. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball one. Blevins stepping out and now stepping back in here against Schluter. River Valley girls have been busy. Lots of games this week, including a Wednesday makeup with Dodgeville. Pitch is down low for a ball. That makes it two balls and no strikes. Alyssa Blevins, a senior for the Platteville Hillman. Schluter back to the circle for the 2-0 pitch. And here it is, ripped to left, foul down the line for strike one. 2-1 to the batter. Mentioned at the outset, River Valley in a strong second place. And the WIAA seeding meeting is coming up later on tonight for these two teams. This pitch is down low, ball three. And the count goes to three balls and one strike to Blevin. Josie Mahoney getting a start on the varsity at catcher tonight for River Valley. Blackhawks have been battling through a few injuries. 3-1 offering. That one is popped. Foul, first base side, and out of play. Strike two. Full count to the batter. We were here the other night, and the Richland Center River Valley softball game, which was won by Richland Center. The final was 10-6 on that one, but we had to scram out of here pretty fast. The lightning came, and I made it to the Pontiac Vibe in the nick of time. Full count again on Blevins. Here's Schluter's pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two away. That will bring up Delaney Johnson for Platteville. Hillman have been a competitive team. Played everybody tough. Coming in with a record of 6-8 this afternoon. Outfield back a couple of steps. Here comes the pitch. That ripped in the air to center field. Center fielder coming on, and she's got it. Hannah Hegland pulls it in for out number three. And that will do it for Platteville in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. After a half inning here at River Valley High School, Platteville nothing. The Blackhawks coming up. This is high school softball from WRCO Sports.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Leading off for River Valley will be Brooklyn Stokes, the shortstop. Hannah Hegland in center field hits second. Haley Williams, the left fielder, is going to be followed by the pitcher, Tessa Schluter. Lydia Willoughby at second base will hit fifth. Leah Makarowski at third base, followed by Destiny Gilbertson, the designated player. Taya Hatfield at first base hitting eighth. And Ella Hillebrand, the right fielder, bats ninth. Bottom of the first, here's the pitch, and that's his strike. Alyssa Jones pitching for Platteville. Delaney Johnson is behind the plate. Getting a set now for, again, the pitch. Here it is. That one is taken for a strike, and it's strike two to the batter. River Valley trying to get something going here in the opening inning against the visitors. Good rivalry between these teams over the years. There's the pitch. Popped foul outside of first and out of play. They will stay alive. Gabby Key is at first base for Platteville. Michaela Schnering at second. Alyssa Blevins, the shortstop, and Jackson Berengen at third. This one is upstairs for a ball. Maggie Grabant is in left field. Emma Graney in center, and Claire Hoosier is the right fielder. Here's the next pitch. That one got away for ball two. Two and two. Platteville has got a couple of players that can pitch. We saw them against Richland Center. Shea got three innings that day. Strike three called on Stokes, and there is one away. One up, one down in the River Valley order. And now the center fielder, Hannah Hegland. Hannah with a couple of steps, and now he's in. Hannah, a senior this year for the Blackhawks. The pitch, fouled back. Strike one. Nothing in one. River Valley will be commencing in a couple of weeks. Start of the year earlier than some, so they'll graduate a little early. The awards, honors night coming up next Wednesday. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball and all of those year-end things. One ball and one strike. Hegland checks time, and now she is in. Pitcher ready. The deal is inside and hit her, and River Valley has a base runner. Hegland heads to first base, hit by a pitch. One on and one away. And Haley Williams, the left fielder, will bat. Haley checks time, and she is ready now. Runner at first base, a little bit different look. Pitch is a ball, one ball and no strikes. Williams, a senior for River Valley. Here's the pitch, fouled straight back. That evens the count at one ball and one strike. Jane Briel coaching at third, Michelle Kramer at first, for the River Valley softball girls. Time called, the one and one from Shea. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. Throw back to first, not in time. There have been some fairly high scores in the Southwest Conference for softball this year as well. Teams that have getting on the pitching. 2-1 offering, fouled off, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. To the batter, outfield pulled away a little bit toward left field. There's a good gap in right center field for Haley. Hegland back at first base. The 2-2 offering ripped in the air to center. Center fielder over on the run. She's got it. And now Hegland has to hurry back to first, and she's there. Two away. Haley Williams gave it a good bid. Emma Graney runs it down out in the outfield. And it's up to the pitcher, Tessa Schluter. Tessa checks time. Runner back at first. That's Hegland. And Shea is ready. Goes the rubber. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Field in perhaps better shape than the last time we were here. Had a whole day of actual dryness, actual breeze and sunshine. Something we didn't have yesterday. The 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Bill Farmer and Joe Kucha are the umpires tonight. Thank them very much. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. Third baseman giving chase. She can't get it, and it's going to be called out. There was a batter that was in the hitter's circle in an obstruction, so they're going to call the batter out on that as Berenson was unable to get to the ball, blocked by another player, and that will do it. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We are through one here at River Valley High School. No score in the game between Platteville and River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center. It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
It's the top of the second inning. Jackson Berenson will lead it off for Platteville. She's a left-handed batter, followed by Gabby Key and Kennedy Shea. Here's the pitch. That is inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. No score here in River Valley. You may hear the kink of the bat behind us. River Valley baseball practice is going on at the same time. Here comes the 1-0 offering and the pitch to Berenson. Backed her away. Inside, ball two. 2-0 to the batter. Both teams with hitting potential here. Both teams with a little bit of power in the lineup. Berenson, one of them. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left center field. The left fielder is over, and she's got it. Haley Williams made a running grab, almost looked like she took a step too far, but then realized and reached back and got the ball for the out. Platteville's had a couple of fly balls to the outfield now so far. And Gabby Key will be the batter, number 11. Key is ready. So is Schluter. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. Gobbled up by Makarowski. Leah's throw wide of first base, and the runner is safe. So Key will take first base as the ball comes back in. The hitter will be the pitcher, Kennedy Shea. Kennedy, good hitter. We saw Platteville against Richland Center. She had three hits in that game. Key at first base. Here's the pitch. That is a strike call. Nothing and one to the batter. To wrap up the week in high school sports, would have liked to have had a game in last night. Yesterday was interesting. I thought for sure we'd get everything in because it stopped raining, but it was just too much damage. Chop back to the pitcher. Nice play. Schluter over to Hatfield in time for the out. And going to second base on the play is Gaddy Key. So a 1-3 put out, and the batter will be Emma Graney, the center fielder. Graney steps in, moves up in the batter's box. Runner at second. Gaddy Key with two away. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side. Who's got it? Thea Hatfield and the catcher Mahoney, and it looks like going to drop in between them. Ball will drop in. New life for the batter, Emma Graney. Both players coming in. I think they thought maybe the other one had it, and it was kind of a little bit too far for either one to get to. So staying alive with a strike now is Graney back in for Platteville. Schluter is set with the windup. The pitch bounced foul outside of third. Now two strikes on the hitter. Platteville with a base runner without a hit, trying to bring them around. That's a Schluter back to work. Here's the pitch. Popped towards short and caught by Stokes for out number three. That will do it for Platteville. In the inning, no runs, no hits. There was an error, and one left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Scoreless here at River Valley. The Blackhawks, nothing. Platteville, nothing. In area softball from WRCO Sports.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. Comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Napa Know-How. WRCO.
Bottom of two here at River Valley. Lydia Willoughby will swing and miss. Nothing in one. Kennedy Shea on for her second inning of work. No score in the ball game. River Valley had a runner on hit by a pitch in the previous inning. Nothing in one to the batter. The pitch down low for a ball. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Shea towing the rubber. Here's the pitch by the pitcher. It's flared back to the pitcher and caught by Kennedy for out number one. One up, one down. Leah Makarowski will be the batter for River Valley. Playing third base tonight for Coach Jane Briel. WIA seating meeting following this game tonight involving these two teams. I think most of it's done by Zoom anymore. Here's a rip to left down the line. That's going to get in there. Backhanded by left fielder Gravatt. She'll bring it in. And it's a long single for Makarowski. First hit of the game for either squad. River Valley with one on, one away in the second. And the hitter will be Destiny Gilbertson, the designated player. She is in and ready. She is set. Here's the pitch. At the ball inside. Throw down to first. He gets down the line, but not far enough for Makarowski to risk it. Gaddy Key retrieves the ball. One ball and no strikes. Jay is set. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed. One ball and one strike to the batter. Makarowski back to first base. And Shea is set. The pitch popped up. First base side, drifting out of play. Count goes now to one ball and two strikes on Destiny Gilbertson. Time for a moment. Makarowski back to first. Here's the pitch. Inside, just missed. Two balls and two strikes. Lots of other games going on. We'll be getting a few of those scores as the night progresses. Here's the pitch popped up. The catcher is back and will pull it in right next to the net here at the backstop, and there are two outs. Gilbertson pops out, and that brings up Taya Hatfield, who's playing first base tonight for River Valley, hitting in the eighth spot. Akarowski back to first base. Shea is ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Crowd on hand. A good array of concession snacks here today. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Several youngsters. I'm not sure what group it is, but several young men who are trying to challenge athletic director Jamie Hegland to a wrestling match. Kind of wanted to go on the air and broadcast that. Here's a little pop-up. The catcher is back and won't get it against the screen for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Jamie claimed it would be a short broadcast. Might have been. I don't know. There's about five or six of them, maybe, if they went at him at once. 1-2 offering the pitch just a bit inside. Two balls and two strikes to Taya Hatfield. Two outs in the second inning. Kennedy Shea back to work for the Hillman. And the pitch swung on and fouled. Ella Hillebrand due next for River Valley if Hatfield can reach base. Two's all the way across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Makarowski back to first base. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the middle on the ground. Picked up by Blevins. The throw to second in time. She goes the short route for out number three. Hatfield into a fielder's choice. And that will do it for River Valley in the second. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to inning number three, scoreless today between River Valley and Platteville, an area softball from WRCO Sports.
This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
It's the top of the third inning at River Valley High School. We are scoreless in area softball. Filming with you today as we broadcast, getting down to the last couple of weeks of the softball season. Here's the pitch, down low for a ball. Of course, we hope that a local team will go a long way, but you're only guaranteed if you don't play in the first round of the tournament, if you have a bye. It may play next Thursday, a regular season game, but after that, it's all playoffs. Here's the pitch, just a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Fair Hoosier, Maggie Gravant, and Michaela Schneering. 8-9-1 batters for Platteville due here in the third. Schluter, ready. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Jessa Schluter on the board with a strike. Big, beautiful American flag out in right center field, jostling just a little bit toward center. Picture-perfect afternoon. Here's the pitch, bunted, foul outside of third base for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Blair Hoosier, whose dad Mike is coaching at first base, longtime basketball coach at Platteville for the boys. This one is upstairs for a ball, 3-2. Does a really good job on the WIAA State Tournament basketball broadcast. He has got a future there. Full count offering. Schluter ready. Here comes the pitch. Bounce toward third. Foul outside of the third base bag. And back to it. Full count on Claire Hoosier, the right fielder for Platteville. Hoosier chokes up on the bat. Here comes the pitch. Strike called on the batter, and there is one away. Hoosier caught looking. Strikeout number two for Tessa Schluter. And now Maggie Gravon will be standing in, the last batter to face Tessa Schluter for the first time. Tessa into the motion. The pitch is swung on and ripped toward right field. That's going to drop in there. Picked up by the right fielder. Throw to first. Not in time. Stopping at first is Gravon. She just got it in there for a hit. Platteville's first hit. One out, one on, and the top of the order coming up. Michaela Schneering. Michaela lined out to shortstop. Back in inning number one. Do move up in the batter's box a little bit, and Schluter is set to work. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball left field. Base hit. Platteville's second hit. Picked up by Williams in the outfield and brought back in to Makarowski at third. So Gravett stops at second. Naring at first. And Alyssa Blevin will be the batter for Platteville. Alyssa, strikeout victim back in the first inning. Two on, one away for Platteville in the third. Here comes the pitch. Levin bunts, and it's foul. Nothing in one. Outfield grass is green and lush. Grown a little bit since we've seen it last. Of course, it's rained a little bit since we last saw it on Tuesday. Nothing in one to the batter. She shows bunt again. Missed it. Offered. It's strike two. Nothing in two to Alyssa Blevins. Schluter gets the ball back. Gravon is at second base. Schneering at first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Change up inside. One ball and two strikes. Tessa Schluter looking to the dugout for the sign, and she is ready for the 1-2 offering. That one is down low. Both runners lead about halfway and then get back. Two balls, two strikes on the hitter. Runners get back to their bags. Here's the pitch from Schluter. It's outside, ball three. Full count on Blevin. Alyssa makes her move into the batter's box. She is awaiting the payoff pitch. Tessa Schluter into the motion. There's the deal. Pop foul outside of first. He'll stay alive. River Valley is a tired ball club. I think they all are. But talk about last week. I think they played Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now tonight. Payoff again. That one is check swing. They got her. She went. They said, and that'll do it for Blevins. Two away now. The batter will be Delaney Johnson. Delaney gets the catcher's gear off and heads to the bat. A couple of swings. She's a right-handed batter, so Platteville trying to get something done with two away. Runners at one and two. Here's the pitch. Ripped to left and deep. Well hit. That ball is going. It is off the fence. One run will score. Two runs will score. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Runner back to third, and she is there. And it's 2-0 Platteville. Big old hit by Johnson off the left field fence out there. Give her a double. couple of RBIs, went to third on the throw home. Robin and Schnering both score, and the batter will be Jackson Bergen, number four. She flew out to left field. So River Valley will have to have a Valley Rally today. We're in the top of the third inning. Long way to go. Both teams capable of scoring some runs. Here's the pitch, popped up, third base side, and out of play. Nothing in one. Good at bat by Delaney Johnson, who's now at third base. Came out. Came right at it, aggressively. Nothing in one. Fluter. Check. Eyes the runner at third, then checks the sign from the dugout. Here's the pitch. Inside. Called a strike. Nothing in two. The batter backed out. Umpire called it a strike. A lot of times that will happen. Nothing in two. Luter into the motion. The pitch. That one is high. Nice catch by Mahoney. That makes it one ball and two strikes to the batter. Runner back at third base. Berengen, left-handed hitter for Platteville, set to go. Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch. Ripped up the middle. Base hit. And it will be 3-0 on a big hit by Jackson Berengen. Johnson scores easily from third. A big inning for Platteville. They get an RBI. And Gabby Key will be the batter. Gabby reached via an error last time. Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner at first base. Stays parked there. Nothing in one to the batter. Gabby Key moves up in the batter's box. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to left, shortstop back, and she's got it. Brooklyn Stokes hauls it in for out number three. Platteville does some damage in the inning. Three runs across on four base hits. No errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number three here at River Valley High School. Platteville leads it 3-0 over the Blackhawks on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Welcome back to River Valley. It is the bottom of the third inning, and it is a score of 3-0 in favor of the visiting Platteville Hillman here tonight. And the batter is Ella Hillebrand for River Valley. Standing in now is Kennedy Shea. Shea with a pitch popped up. Ball is behind the plate, and that one is out of play. Nothing in one. Kiara Morande is joining us in the booth here, and she has been an exchange student this year with River Valley. But how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to have
you
in. I'm doing really well, absolutely. So are you learning about American softball then?
Yes, I'm learning a lot, both softball and baseball.
You didn't know about it so much when you came here?
No.
Okay.
We do not have it as much as you have here, so, yep, pretty cool.
This pitch is inside. I think it hit her, and Hillebrand has a base. So she heads down to the bag. Brooklyn Stokes will be the batter. We called your name a lot in volleyball. Was it a fun season?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I loved it. It was amazing. It was really, really cool.
There's a meeting of the umpires now on the last, whether the batter was hit or not. That gives us a golden opportunity to keep talking to you. So, so you really enjoyed your experience here at River Valley?
Yes, I loved it. Yeah, people are super friendly. Spring Rain is super cool town, but, like, very friendly people.
Uh-huh. I like it. Yeah, when you were kind of looking where you were going to go, you probably had no idea, you know, and I mean, it's a small town area, but it still offers a lot for you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah? It does. It's like plenty of opportunities for and outside.
The batter lays down a bunt. Stokes, nice job. Shea throws to first. Got her on a bang-bang play. The sacrifice is complete as Hillebrand heads to second with one away. So Brooke and Stokes with the sack bunt. Anna Hegland will be the batter. So how many more days of school do you have here?
6 more days of school. Seniors finish like on the 20th. So, yeah.
Is it bittersweet? I mean,
yeah.
Are you kind of sad? Yeah? I bet.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch, and that one is called a strike. Nothing at one to Hannah Hegland. So you play a lot of volleyball there. Will you go back and play some club volleyball?
Yeah, uh-huh. I will.
Good. Well, you're an awesome volleyball player. We enjoyed watching your matches last
Thank
year.
You
bet. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. So I think I asked you about this the other night off the air, but the food? Are you longing for back home?
Yeah, I can't wait to go back and eat Italian food.
Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-1. So what is your favorite Italian dish?
Okay. I love pizza. I'm going to go with classy. But, yeah. My reason is for, like, different type of pastas that we do, different type of raviolis, and I love those too.
You're making me hungry here. This is a strike to Hannah Hegland. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. The only ravioli we get is, like, the Chef Boyardee out of the can. You know?
No.
Yeah. Here's the pitch, fouled back by Hegland, and she'll get another opportunity. So how long are you here for yet, Kiara?
Still, like, 24 days. I'm gonna
put
on my
phone. Okay.
Yeah.
So sometime in the month of June, you're going home.
Yeah, the 4th of June.
Okay. Runner back at second base, Ella Hillebrand. Again, River Valley trailing in the game, 3-0, trying to mark a comeback here. This is ball 3. Full count to Hannah Hegland of River Valley, hit by a pitch last time. One of a couple of batters who have been hit by pitch today for the Blackhawks. The next pitch popped foul outside of first and out of play. So what about the music? You like American music?
Yeah, I love American music.
They're playing some classics from my era before the game. Classic rock.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses and things like that. Right?
I love Guns N' Roses.
Do you really? Oh, that's awesome. Your parents have raised you well then.
Yeah.
Ooh, inside it hit Hannah, and she will take her base. So River Valley has something happening here in the inning with 2 aboard, only 1 away, and Haley Williams will be the batter. She flew out last time. Do they try to convince you to play a spring sport like softball or track?
They did, yeah, but I'm like, nope.
No? Okay.
No.
What would you like to do for an occupation someday?
I have still no idea. Like, I was hoping the exchange would have helped me, like, figure it out, find out what I like. But it's
okay. And you have another year of high school,
yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah. High school lasts 5 years instead of 4 back home, so, yeah, I still have.
Okay. What city do you live by?
I live close to Modena. It's like the Ferrari land.
Okay.
Where Ferrari was born, yeah.
All right.
Well, the balsamic vinegar is from.
Balsamic vinegar. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know where you're
That's my area.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Conference at the mound is over, and now we're back at it. So we have 2 aboard, 1 away. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third, foul ball. Strike 1 on Haley Williams. Nothing in 1. Runners go back to first and second. The only out is the Brooklyn Stokes sacrifice fly. Williams is in. Kennedy Shea set. Here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Most track teams in the area tonight are at Sparky Reynolds Invitational in Boscobel. So the track sits silent over there. Here's one fouled off and out of play. 2 strikes on Williams. Runners get back to their bag. Now Williams is in, ready to roll. Shea is set. And here comes the pitch. That one is outside, evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So you've been working with Mr. Snow, a little technology?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Learning a little bit?
Yes. Learning, like, how the cameras work.
Uh-huh.
How the computer and iPad stuff works together. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good life skills for you.
Yep. Ball. It is.
3-2 pitch now coming up. Time is called. Williams is in. Kennedy Shea is set to work. Here comes the pitch. Down low. They're loaded up here in the third inning. Ella Hillebrand goes to third. Hegland at second. Williams at first. River Valley has loaded the bases without the aid of a base hit. Tessa Sluder will be the batter. You're a good luck charm here, Kiara. River Valley's coming back while you're on the radio with us here.
Thank you.
Sluder is ready. There comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Sluder popped out to shortstop last time. He'll call time and now stand in. Kennedy Shea ready to work. Here comes the pitch inside. Back her away. 1 ball and 1 strike. So what are you going to miss the most when you go back to Italy?
Of course, going to miss my host family a lot.
And your host family is?
The Nolets.
Okay, the Nolets.
They've been really great. And then I'll miss my friends, the friends that I made. And, that's going to be hard.
Is the pitch ripped to left down the line? Foul ball. Strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. What's the most favorite thing you did over the course of the last year? Any idea?
The travel count? I've been to New York, D.C., Florida, New Orleans.
So you traveled all over the USA? Okay, great.
That was amazing.
1-2 offering. Here's the pitch upstairs for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Did your family come over and visit you while you were here then?
No, they did not.
Okay. You toured, traveled on your own?
Yep.
Runners get back to 1, 2, and 3. Time is called. Now Sluder is back in. River Valley with the tying runs aboard. Go ahead, rock the plate in the third. The pitch high and outside for a ball. So I really marvel about what I've learned about, you know, exchange students and their families. And, you know, we've been to Europe to visit them as well. But the amount of vacations you do, you go on the holiday a lot, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Here's the pitch. Down low, and the ball game will see a run come across for River Valley. Coming in will be Ella Hillebrand as she walks home. Anna Hegland goes to third. Haley Williams is at second. Tessa Sluder walks. And an RBI for her, and Lydia Willoughby will be the batter. Courtesy runner coming out is Kenley Straka at first base. Bottom of three, 3-1 now. The lead for Platteville is down to 2, and here is Willoughby, still only 1 away. Kennedy Shea toes the rubber. Here's the pitch outside for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Runners on the bases, trying to have a reason to scamper around home. 1-0 pitch, and she went around for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Do you get to graduate with the River Valley Seniors then?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I do. I'll actually get the diploma.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome. Put that on the wall when you get home, huh?
Yep.
Swinging strike, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willoughby trying to pick one out. Leah Makarowski on deck for the Blackhawks in the bottom of the third. Shea with a pitch. Strike called, and there are 2 away. Willoughby is gone. That is strikeout number 2 for Kennedy Shea, and Leah Makarowski will be the batter. She'll make her way in. Singled last time. Single would tie the game, perhaps, here. Pitch ripped in the air to center. Center fielder coming on, then back, and she's got it for out number 3. That'll do it as Emma Graney hauls it in for the third out. The Blackhawks score a run without the aid of a base hit. No errors and 3 left aboard. Well, all the best to you, Kiara. We appreciate you coming up here and joining us today, and good luck, and nice meeting you.
Thank you.
If we come to Italy, then we've got a place to stay.
Yeah, there. You do.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host another free Safe Talk suicide prevention session on May 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Anyone can join this three-hour class and learn skills that mental health professionals use in suicide prevention. Suicide is preventable. Anyone can make a difference. Visit richlandhospital.com for more information and to register for this free event.
It is the top of the fourth inning here at River Valley High School and a 3-1 Platteville lead. Stepping in for Platteville, leading it off is Kennedy Shea, the pitcher. She takes a look at ball one. One ball and no strikes. She'll be followed by Emma Graney and Claire Hoosier. 3-1 Platteville. Thanks to Kiara Morende for being our guest here on broadcast. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Good gap in right center field for the batter. Shea grounded back to the pitcher last time. Fluter is set. Here comes the pitch. Bounced toward the middle. Cut off by the shortstop. Stokes throws her out. Brooklyn Stokes over to Taya Hatfield. And there's one up and one down. That'll bring up Emma Graney. Emma playing center field, popped to shortstop in her previous at-bat. Tessa Schluter ready to work. Tessa has given up four hits all in the previous inning. Pitch swing and a miss, raining way out in front of that one. Took a little bit off it, and the batter went at it. 0-1 pitch coming up. Luter checks the dugout, now ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Bounce toward third. It stays in play. Picked up by Makarowski, and she won't get her. There is a base runner. One on with one away, and Claire Hoosier will be the batter. Hoosier struck out last time. Starting to get to the point where some of the other games are getting underway, so maybe getting some scores as this one goes along. If nothing else, our fearless engineer, Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed, will get a few for us later tonight. Runner at first with one away. Batter squares. There's a nice bunt. Third base side picked up by Makarowski. The throw didn't get her as it was a little high, and the second base person, Lydia Willoughby, had to come off the bag to pull that ball down, and Platteville has two aboard. So Hoosier is at first base, and the batter will be Maggie Grobent, and she singled and scored last time. Here comes Deluder with the pitch. Batter bunts it, third base side, picked up by Hatfield, throws to first, and not in time. Everybody is safe. Platteville is something going on here in the fourth inning, and the batter will be Michaela Schnaring as we go back to the top of the order. Schnaring one for two. Schluter ready to work. There's a force at any base here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 Platteville. They're trying to take an even bigger lead. Here's the pitch down low, and it gets by. They're going to try to score. Play home. Not in time. Greeny scores to make it 4-1. On the play, runners move to second and third. Hoosier at third. Gravette is at second base. Wild pitch. And it's back to a 3-run lead for Platteville. Base hit again would potentially score one run for sure, and maybe two. Here's the pitch, popped off. The end of the bat, foul ball. Out of play. Platteville and River Valley playing in early May, with River Valley winning that one 13-7. Blackhawks with a victory in that one. Here comes the next pitch. Popped toward the middle and backhanded. Nice shot by Willoughby from second base, ranging back toward the bag. And there are two away. That will bring up Alyssa Blevins. Alyssa looking for her first hit today for Platteville. This would be a big time to get it if potentially it is there. Trying to increase that lead. And River Valley trying to get back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Hoosier at third. Robent at second base. 1-0. Here comes Schluter into the motion. The pitch fouled off and out of play. One ball and one strike to the batter. JV will play later tonight. That will be at North Park in Spring Green. 1-1. Here's the pitch down low. Mahoney pulls it in and makes it 2-1. The reason they move it is to make sure there are lights. If need be, they get a little bit later than, say, 7:30, 8 o'clock. 2-1 pitch, ripped in the air behind second. Willoughby is back. Cheese got it for out number three, and that will do it in the inning. But Platteville does come away with a run. They do it with a couple of hits. There was an error, and two left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number four. Platteville leads it 4-1 over River Valley and area softball. WICO and WRCO.com.
Jewel Associates Engineering in Spring Green have been serving the local area for more than two decades. They appreciate all the clients for projects big or small and the work provided for the local dedicated professionals and technical staff at Jewel Associates. Without quality personnel, Jewel's success would not be possible. Jewel Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for all the amazing achievements on and off the playing surface. Jewel Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of jobs well done, and go Blackhawks!
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and here is the leadoff batter, Destiny Gilbertson, and she fouls it off for strike one. She'll be followed by Taya Hatfield and Ella Hillebrand. 4-1, Platteville leading here in area softball action. Gilbertson popped out last time. Jay into the motion, there's the pitch, and it's high and outside. Count goes to one ball and one strike for Kennedy Shea. He has gone the distance so far. Platteville does have another pitcher they'll bring in. from time to time. Here's a high to left field. It is going to hook. Oh! High drive that just missed the left field line. And it goes to strike two. 1-2 to the nice breeze coming across the way here today. Making it feel a little bit cooler than the actual read. Here's the pitch ripped in the air to straightaway center, coming out to center fielder. Shortstop back and drops in there. And Tillerson will sneak one in for a hit, leading off the fourth inning for River Valley. One of those ball had eyes hit. And it works. Gilbertson at first, Hatfield